I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Monsoon season ended last month in Pakistan, but the major Chenab River went through serious flooding. Now several areas in the Punjab province are recovering from the damage. Christian Aid Mission's Amy Cotton says they're sending in things like food, soap, and other supplies to at least 500 affected families. And in doing so, they're actively serving as the hands and feet of Christ. And the families often ask why.
When people receive a needed item and they're in dire straits, it makes an impact on them. They want to know, why are you helping me? You know, you're in the same situation as me. And that really opens the door to share the love of Christ.
They need funds for the supplies and transportation to these families. At missionnews.org, we can link you to the ministry to send aid in the name of Christ to Pakistan's flood survivors. And today is the International Day of the Girl Child, a global challenge to stand for the rights of girls and women around the world.
We live in a world where often a girl, simply the fact that you're born female, does not give you the same opportunities as being born male.
That's Gary Edmonds of Food for the Hungry. As the gospel brings culture change, life changes for the better for women and girls, but there are still some serious cultural challenges in developing nations.
Pray that we would be blessed in working with people to show them an alternative, that there is a different way that truly aligns with the very heart and mind of God in creation. Pray for protection, for our staff and protection for the girls and the women who often are involved in our programs.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Padidi, because sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy by clicking on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.